In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Da-da! Da-da!
I love how we were right on time because you forgot we were starting a radio show. I saw the fear in your face. It's Friday morning. You made it. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Another freezing cold start. Damn. It is 10 degrees this morning, but we are going up significantly.
Yeah.
To 29.
All right.
It's three times what the temperature is now.
Okay.
As we look at the weekend tomorrow, actually not bad for a December day, 35 degrees, cloudy. Your Bills game forecast in Orchard Park, 31 degrees, high, and snow.
Scorcher.
I'll take 31 in snow.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, that's perfect.
Better than what's going on out there now.
Yeah, you're not kidding. All right, so let's start the show.
Okay.
Talking about the bathroom.
The what?
The bathrooms. More specifically, the work bathroom.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
Kimmy has stumbled upon a study this morning that indicates the younger you are at your job,
mm-hmm.
the less likely you are to want to use the bathroom where you work.
What do you do?
One in three Gen Z employees say they are afraid to use their workplace bathroom.
Afraid?
It seems this is
focused
on poop.
Like taking a dump.
Taking a dump at work. One in 12, just in general, workers say they have never pooped at work.
I don't know how you avoid that forever.
Right. I mean, that would be impossible.
Yeah.
No.
Especially for men.
Hmm.
When a guy's got a dump, you got a dump.
Put that on a t-shirt. Sell it at the rock show.
Boys be dumping. You know what I mean, man? There's no way there's a dude that could... Have you worked at any place for any length of time?
I mean, I guess
so. The day... I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I guess if you're legitimately afraid to do it, you'll hold out.
You can't.
Well, no, I mean, human emotion can have an effect physically on the body. Like, there are... Like, fear can keep you from pooping. Or it's also maybe... I mean,
I
have heard of people leaving their jobs, going home, pooping, and coming back.
Or, really? Finding a public bathroom somewhere.
But
yeah.
By the way, what's the difference between a public bathroom and a work
bathroom? I guess you're not sharing a space with other people, you know?
Oh.
You're not afraid of a coworker walking in.
Yeah, if you're afraid of your funk.
Or, depending on, the way your workplace bathroom is. Because, I know I've worked at places where, it was just, a one-person bathroom.
Yeah.
So, maybe you're afraid of it smelling and the office stinking up. I don't know.
Yeah, think of those smaller office setups where it's just a bathroom and then there's a cubicle next to it.
And you everybody knows what you did.
But is that what they are afraid of?
It kind of feels that way. Because again, it says one in three Zoomers, Gen Zers, are afraid to use the bathroom. But okay, 11% of Gen Z employees, one in 10, claim they have never pooped at work.
Oh.
So one in 12 overall. 10% for Gen Z do not poop at work.
You know what's funny is I feel like guys of your generation, Tommy, not only will they poop at work, but they love pooping at work.
Oh, yeah.
It's so weird.
Like the power dump.
You look forward to pooping. Mm-hmm. You would rather poop at work.
Why would you not want to poop at work?
I don't know. I mean, it's not something I would look forward to.
You're getting
If it happens, it happens, but I'm not trying to, I guess.
You're getting paid to take a dump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The boss makes a dollar. I make a dime.
Is that it?
That's why I poop on company time.
Okay.
Well, and it's a nice escape from everybody.
I think women and men approach defecation differently. We find it relaxing.
Agreed, yes.
And almost therapeutic, mm-hmm. where I don't think women do.
I would like it to be as discreet as possible if I'm at the workplace. And I think, too, we also are very social in the bathroom. So
women,
like,
you mean?
Yeah. So I don't really want to be social if I'm going to do that.
Okay.
You know?
Right. I can understand.
All right.
But, I mean, you know, there are men that we work with that have this same feeling. And I don't mean to put anybody on blast here. But there are two men that we work with
mm-hmm.
who, if they are in the stall and they flush and everything's done, they will not come out of the stall
yes.
until the bathroom is empty. And, like, there's been a couple of times where just because I'm a monster.
Yeah.
I have tested how long.
Making them wait it out.
Oh, I sat in the bathroom. I just stood in front of the sink for like 4 minutes to see how long it would take.
I got in there and pulled them out.
You know that they are deal, panicking. Panicking on the inside.
But I don't get what the thing is. Like, I don't know if they read that book, Everybody Poops, but everybody poops.
Yeah, and I can't hold it for so long. I mean, especially now. I really can't hold it
long. Well, I don't think they're holding it. They're holding out to leave the stall.
Well, okay,
no,
so
I'm saying, like, if I'm at work and I got to go to the bathroom, it's happening.
Yeah.
Remember that one time I just ran off on air?
Yeah. You've done that multiple times.
I wasn't even on the radio show at the time. You left.
Neither was I. No, but it was either that waste paper basket or the bathroom, and it was close, bro.
252 WCMF. The younger you are, the less likely you are to use your bathroom at work. It seems that this study is focused mostly around taking a dump at work. 1 in 3 Gen Z workers say they are scared to use the office bathroom. 1 in 12 American workers overall say they have never taken a dump at work. 10% of Gen Z employees say they have never pooped on the job.
Okay.
Like, I think maybe they just need to try it once to understand how glorious it is.
Yeah, it really is.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, like, the only thing is quality of toilet paper kind of goes down here.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you've got a major cleanup, it could be tough.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
So you also I think there's also the panic of what if I clog the toilet?
Oh, the Tantillo effect.
Yeah. So in the women's bathroom, there is only like one toilet that can handle that.
Wait, how big a dumps are you guys taking?
No, like the other one, the other toilets, like you can't even use, period. Like they don't flush, really.
They're broken.
Yeah.
Is that the excuse all you power dumping ladies here are using?
So, like, I can understand.
Do we have an office full of power dumping ladies?
Could be.
In love with a two-time man?
Well, there's one.
They get together, but that smell, he just can't stand.
I think there's also one nobody uses because the seat's cracked. So there's a lot of problems going on in there.
Okay.
But I would also understand, like, the panic of, like, what if that happens to me? What do I do?
What do you do?
Look, no, she's right. Like, clogging a toilet in a place where you don't have plunger access sucks. Being on the road doing comedy, there were a couple of times where I clogged a hotel toilet, and they never leave you plungers. So you have to call the front desk. Yeah. To unclog the toilet.
The shame of having somebody else have to handle that for you.
Yeah, like that's because you can't leave the room.
No.
You have to stand next to the guy while he's unclogging your dump.
So my one of my wives, previous wives, I won't mention names.
Okay.
But it wasn't the first one. We were at my brother's house in Cape Cod, and it's an older house.
What are you doing? Why are you doing this?
So she clogs the dumper in the morning. And I got to go down to my brother and go, hey, man. I need a plunger.
Why wouldn't you just? Did you take credit for it?
No.
You why?
Well, I never said. No, I didn't say.
Well,
who.
Well, he knows who it is.
Well, I didn't say.
See, I would be pissed at my husband if he wasn't like, yeah, my bad. Like,
why do I have to fall on your
because
dump?
It's your family.
Why can't you just admit? I don't get it. Like, you're ashamed that you go to the
was
bathroom.
Was this like one of the first times she met your family?
Yeah, but we got divorced, so who cares?
Okay.
Well, yeah, I wonder why you got divorced. Hey, she clogged the dumper. Big-ass dumper over here. Da, 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 da. Here comes the dump.
But it is so, you know, I had to go down there and go up and clean it up, man. And by the way, I had to clean it up.
She's your wife.
I know. Like, that's called love. Like, that's just something
that's
you have to do. Take the fall for the clogged toilet.
No, you should be in charge of your own ass. Manage your own ass.
We have people waiting on hold. A ton of Instagram messages coming in. I see you guys on hold. Sit tight. 252 WCMF again. 1 in 12 American workers say they have never taken a dump at work. 1 in 10 Gen Z workers say they haven't. 1 in 3 Gen Z workers say they were afraid to use a bathroom on the job. Rich writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. Look at it this way. If you take a 10-minute dump at work every day, that is literally a week's paid vacation just for
dumping.
Look at that. It's a good call.
Yeah.
Dom writes us. I start work at 4:45 every day. I have to go every day at work the second I walk in. Usually, it's twice a day. That's good bowel movement,
yeah,
buddy.
Because my stuff is like clockwork. Like it's right down to the minute.
Yeah, I start to get nervous when it doesn't happen like it normally does.
Oh, yeah, when you have a shift.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's talk to Matt. Hey, Matty, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. The guy you just read was stole my thunder there. I only poop at work. Like, I will not poop not at work. Like, I get paid for it here, man. Why not?
No, I agree with you 100%. And here's the thing. It's also not cleanup I have to worry about at my house.
Very true. Very
you know what
true.
I'm saying? Like, hey, my bowl looks sparkling white still because I'm doing it at work.
Can you? I don't know. Get how you guys like make yourselves do it.
Oh, I don't. It just happens.
What do you mean?
Oh,
hey.
You know,
I mean, he's saying
morning.
Like he only poops at work. Like if I don't have to
every
go,
morning.
Well, you get into a groove.
No, but mine
time. All right,
but I poop at the same time every day.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Matt, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Matt's pooping schedule.
Yeah.
All right. I have also found that there are stores that I walk into where I automatically have to poop when I walk in.
Do they have a bathroom situation? Because some like, are you talking retail? Because a lot of those places don't have bathrooms.
Okay, so I'm going to share a story with you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to this company because they're a fine company. My kids love arts and crafts,
my
youngest especially. So we go to Michael's a ton,
mm-hmm.
the arts and crafts store. And I don't know why.
Yeah.
But every time I walk inside Michael's,
is it a smell?
Because it's like the library effect, right? Like,
yeah,
there's also been a study that shows when people walk into libraries, they have to poop. I don't know what it is about Michael's. I will not have to poop when I walk in, but when I get to Michael's, I have to go poop. I probably have taken a dozen dumps in the last 2 years inside of the Michael's on Jefferson Road.
I never heard of such a thing.
It's weird.
But no, I mean, there are other like studies that have shown like there are specific places.
Maybe
smells.
It's visual. Maybe you're seeing something.
What could it be?
All these arts and crafts.
Maybe, does it
all
remind
those beads.
You, does it remind you of school or something? Or maybe you know you're going to be there for a while, so like the panic starts to set in a little bit.
Or I know
like
that I
got to know there's a bathroom here.
There's some. Okay, can I will say this too. There are some places that I dread having to poop. Have you ever taken a dump in a Marshall's?
No.
See, I didn't know they had bathrooms.
They got bathrooms in a Marshall's.
Oh.
And here's the thing. They're not even like they're bad bathrooms. There is just there's shame that I feel in a Marshall's taking a dump.
Really?
Well, like, because it's all full of, like, polite women.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Right? Like, and so when I leave after taking a dump, it's like I've done this horrible, sinful thing.
Yeah.
And look at all of these kind mothers that are just shopping for deals.
They
don't know. They'll never know.
There must be something to being overwhelmed when you step into those types of stores. Because, like, people who, like, work for, like, Target and anywhere where there's, like, a dressing room, like, I know they all have horror stories of people pooping in dressing rooms, like, and I don't know if those people are doing it on purpose or if like they just like all of a sudden have to go and it's like an emergency situation. I'm telling you, like, everybody I know that's worked in retail has at least one story of somebody doing that.
Haven't I told this story on the air before?
You have, yeah.
But you did this?
No, he knows somebody who did.
I dated a girl.
Yes.
She was a smoke show too, like smoke show. We were like in our late teens, early 20s, and we go to Target. And she goes in the dressing room to try something on, and she comes out laughing, and she's like, "We have to go." And I'm like, "What?" She's like, "We have to go. We have to go." And I'm thinking, is she shoplifting something? So like, we're like running out of the store. She took a dump in the dressing room.
How did she clean herself?
I don't know. I didn't have any
follow-up. With the thing she was trying on?
I had no follow-up questions. I didn't want to know. And like, it was.
So she squatted down.
Took a dump in the dressing room. That's what she told me. I didn't see it. But I don't know why we would have run out of there.
Yeah, of course, she shouldn't make that up.
It's not going to impress me.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it was jarring because, like, again, like if you would have seen what this woman looked like, to find that out, just didn't make
sense. Yeah, I got you.
Not that an uglier woman would be more likely to take a dump in a Target. I don't even know where I'm going with this.
I was kind of with you on a good looking in the dump. I was. I had an uglier woman.
Zach writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. There's an app that keeps track of how much you get paid for dumping on company time.
Oh, like you start it when you start. Like it just keeps a running clock.
It's like an app?
Can we look that up? What's the app? Because I kind of want to download it now.
I don't know what to Google.
Yeah, without
company time app.
Well, no, because wouldn't that be fun at the end of the year to find out like
Much money you made?
Yeah, you made $7,000 just pooping on the job?
And you were fully covered with benefits while you were doing it.
So there's three.
What? How many do you need?
How much you earn while using the bathroom at work. One of them's called soft earnings. The other one, the other one's called poop salary.
Okay.
And there's a third called poop at work.
Okay.
Not as creative.
Poop salad. Poop salary. Poop,
I like soft earnings.
Yeah. It says you enter your hourly wage and then start the timer when you enter the bathroom.
There's four, because Rich just wrote us. There's one called Kaboom.
There's poop tracker.
Okay, five.
Wow.
How many?
Man,
they cornered the market on.
Yeah.
It also shows how stupid men are.
Yes.
That there are maybe half a dozen apps where we just want to find out how much money we're taking, making, taking a dump.
Yeah.
No, because I mean, like, when it comes, I'm big on efficiency. Mm-hmm. You know this, right? Like, you know, use your time the right way so you have as much time for yourself as possible.
Okay.
So, like, if I'm, I don't know, I average 7 to 10 minutes taking a dump.
Yeah.
That's, if I'm doing that at home, that's 7 to 10 minutes I'm losing hanging out with my family, watching something on TV.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That is true.
Getting the show done. I'm not going to have the laptop on my, when I'm taking a dump work.
Yeah.
Okay. So there are two apps on here. One is called Poop Map.
Okay.
Map. And that's a social app where users can share their defecation locations on a map. And then there's another one called Poopy, a social app that allows users to track and share their bathroom experiences.
So there's another app like that.
Yeah, you're like one click away from anal porn here.
Well, I guess it's to say like that this place has a great bathroom.
No,
to poop
those
in.
Those are valid.
What's Tushy?
Oh my God!
What?
Something. That app. There's a couple apps that will tell you which like road bathrooms. Those are valuable apps.
If like has really good bathrooms.
Yeah, yeah. So like you can type in the address of like
that
a store.
One is worth gold.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like I highly encourage people to go download those apps because if you drive around for a living, you need to know these things.
Well, I remember like when I was on a road. This is the early 90s. The best bathrooms, no matter where you were McDonald's.
Oh, really?
Because they cleaned them all the time.
Okay.
So, but every place else was a horror show.
See, because when I was on the road, it was Target and Barnes & Noble. Barnes
& Noble. They didn't even exist yet.
Yeah, Barnes & Noble's still pretty good. Target, I mean, they got other things going on.
Yeah. Truck stops were always kind of hit or miss. Some were really nice. Some were really gross. And some guys in there were really friendly. Well, did you just fall down from heaven?
As long as you stay out of the shower area, you should be okay.
You want to be a Teamster, son?
A tag Teamster. I have found in my travel that the bigger the truck stop, the cleaner the bathroom.
Yeah, usually those big ones are really nice.
But it doesn't make a lot of sense because there's far more toilets in there to keep clean.
Yeah, but they have a staff.
Okay.
Because those mom and pop joints are always kind of like the owner, like the guy that owned the joint was working everything. You
anytime
know what I mean?
You need a key to use a bathroom, you're in trouble.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, you know, you're going to see a dead body.
I've also found, as I get older, you know, when we were doing stand-up comedy driving around, it was just me. So, you know, there can be a dirty bathroom, but whatever. I'm going to get in and get out. And for most of the time, I'm just standing up, going, and getting the hell out of there. I now travel with three women at all times to hockey tournaments.
Yeah.
So, I have to be conscious of clean bathrooms. And it's very frustrating because, some of these hockey tournaments that I take my daughter to, they're in the middle of nowhere. So, we'll be driving on, U.S. route whatever for 50 miles. The only gas station for the next 30 minutes is this tiny one-room gas station, and they'll refuse to go to the bathroom there.
It is amazing, and I didn't realize it at the time, how much time I save being single.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have to make these decisions. You're right. I have to. We're not going here. Don't pull in that place. That place is terrible. Yeah. So we're on this ass journey now.
No.
Find the
bathroom search.
Find the proper toilet.
Well, if you had one of these apps, you may have been in luck.
No, but here's what the most frustrating part is. Like I talk, you know, again, efficiency, right?
Yeah.
Let's not waste any time. The shorter we're here, the better. When we were on our way home from D.C. for a hockey tournament a month ago, we pull into this gas station, and the bathroom is not up to par for my girls. So my wife's like, there's a gas station. I could see it over there. I'm like, no, we're not going to. Do you know how much time we're losing?
Cross the interstate to go to
go
it.
Go down there. Now I got to turn around and loop around. And they were like, no. They cross their arms. We will refuse. I'm like, okay, fine. We'll lose another half an hour.
But I like that standoff they do. You know, it's your ass. My ass is fine right now, so I don't know what this standoff is all about. Because I could just sit here and wait you out.
Yeah, but I got two more hours in the car with you.
Yeah, I know.
For multiple reasons. God. I might as well go. All right, so I guess what we've figured out here.
Yeah.
The smart thing to do is to poop as long as possible on the job.
Oh, yeah.
Just for your 401k.
Mm-hmm.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
You need adults to be the voice of reason.
Yes.
Teenagers are going to do stupid things. It takes that grown-ass person to put their hand around them and try and lead them in the right direction. The woman in the story is accused of doing the opposite of that. And I'm having a hard time figuring out why.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just classic rock, 96.5. WCMF, a 39-year-old woman just west of us, has been arrested after police say she was driving around teenage kids on a vandalism spree.
Oh.
Oh, so she was the wheel man?
She is the wheel woman.
Woman.
Woman on a vandalism spree for children. When I say vandalism spree, I don't mean like they went out one night.
Yeah.
These kids between the ages of 10 and 16 were taken to multiple locations on multiple evenings across multiple months.
Oh, okay.
She's like the carpool mom.
Yes, to commit these acts of vandalism.
For example, they weren't doing it for money, then.
Nope.
They were just destroying things.
You got it. So
what's the point?
That's a great question. According to police, some of the vandalism included chucking exit windows.
Okay.
Tossing furniture into a lake. One of these locations that the vandalism happened was a high-end restaurant, but there's no rhyme or reason as to what they picked.
Okay, kids, you go have fun now.
That's exactly, yes.
Be here waiting when you're done.
She's also
better than sitting on the couch.
She's also accused of allowing these kids to throw rocks at cars.
Oh, man.
Which damaged five vehicles.
Man, you could have killed somebody.
According to police, they also took the trash out of the dumpsters at a local Tops and tossed the garbage around the parking lot.
Okay.
The woman was caught, according to police, when a bunch of the kids were at a Tops at a different time, were causing problems. They were waiting for their ride, and this woman showed up to come get them. This woman has been charged with 21 counts of endangering the welfare of a child, along with some other charges. She has a court date coming up.
What a pointless thing to take on.
Does anyone want to take a shot why this 39-year-old woman was on board with this?
Yeah, I can't figure out.
Because it's all on her. They're kids.
Yeah. You're 100% right.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
what?
You were,
And you didn't even, like, target, like, one thing like you hated, you had an issue with.
Nope. I mean, like, again, for example, one of the incidents happened August 15th. Another incident happened October 16th. So we're talking, like, 3-4 months here.
Yeah.
That these, if the allegations are true, these kids were going on this vandalism spree that this woman was driving them around to do.
So she didn't hang around while they were doing it?
I don't know.
Okay.
So this one
instance. That's what I was curious. Like, was she just dropping them off and picking them up? Was she waiting it out?
Dropping them off.
So she was like ready to go when they were done?
It's a good question. All right. I think the relationship of this woman to the kids is important for the story. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because the way that I look at it, there are three relationship possibilities. One is the one everyone is thinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Somebody's mom.
Yeah.
Right? Is she trying to be the cool mom?
Oh.
Is this like, maybe? Does she see this as a way to bond with her kids?
Would it be almost, well, at least they're getting home safely? I don't know.
Well, I mean, look, there is that idea with underage
drinking.
They're
going to go out and do it, but I'm happy to give them a ride home to make sure they get home at the end of the night. I don't know.
I mean, she wasn't for months. Maybe she thought she was.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, could it be a cool aunt?
Hmm.
I guess.
That makes more sense than you
but
think.
But an ant that's available, like...
Busted
at
ant.
The whenever these kids are, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you have to have a pretty open kids? Schedule.
Kimmy, you're talking about a 39-year-old yeah, woman that was, right. like, I mean, anyway, you know, that doesn't sound like someone that's running a yeah. high-powered business operation. Yeah. I mean, we're talking ant here. Yeah, she yeah. sees it as harmless mischief. To Kimmy's point, better that these kids are doing this than going out getting drunk and doing drugs.
That is such a stupid way to look yeah. at things.
I agree.
Better
with
they
you.
Destroy property.
And so if she was an ant, are all these kids related and she's babysitting?
Ooh, that's a good question, because they are ages 10 to 16, which those would not normally be people that would be hanging out together.
Right.
Right?
Right. So I'm watching all. Go have fun.
There is a third adult possibility.
What's that?
Again, 252-WCMF. We're talking about a 39-year-old woman just west of us who has been arrested after police say she was taking kids over a period of months in different incidents to go on vandalism sprees. They're accused of chucking eggs at windows, tossing furniture into a lake. One of the incidents happened at a high-end restaurant. One of the incidents happened at Top. She was arrested, charged with 21 counts of endangering the welfare of a child, along with other charges. The one that would be the most uncomfortable
yeah.
relationship, adult friend.
Oh.
Yeah, like a co-worker one of them had or something.
Neighbor that they bonded with.
Yeah. yeah.
Right? I mean, you take the kid under your wing. Now mm-hmm. you see the fun these kids are having. You want to go have the same fun.
Man, I hope this woman isn't married. I hope this isn't somebody's wife.
I don't think you can be married.
Yeah.
I hope you're right.
Especially if she's off doing it alone, that yeah. you wouldn't have some concerns.
I'd be willing to bet a mortgage payment that yeah. this is a single woman.
I hope you're right.
But like, what? No matter what the relationship is, I think the strangest part about this story, and you kind of yeah. touched on it a second ago, when it comes to egg chucking, rocks at a car, restaurant furniture in a lake, the reason kids do this type of stuff is because you don't understand what a big deal it is.
Right.
Right? Like, you don't know what the furniture costs.
Yeah. You don't know what an inconvenience it is to that person.
You're bored.
How yeah. dangerous it is to throw yeah. rocks
You're
at
a bored yeah. kid.
Yes, exactly. That is the folly of youth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, despite it being dangerous and annoying, we don't punish kids like adults.
Right.
This woman knows how dangerous
yeah.
this stuff is.
Yeah.
And she, I'm assuming, would be livid if her car was hit with a rock
yeah.
or her house was egged. And she's all about it. You all about that life?
But it's weird because I want to say she's like sick, but it's like a really low end sickness.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just can't think of
like you're twisted in the
reason
head,
why she would justify it in her head.
I don't. Yeah.
Other than the only thing I could think of is like you know I don't want them running around after.
I don't
her.
Think
but
it's
they are
that.
Running around.
I don't think
she's got to have some kind of general hatred about life. Or about, yeah, you can't even say businesses because it sounds like it was homes, cars, and
all
and,
over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
but,
shops.
But, like, I mean, a general hatred about life, if she was that, like.
Like, you're almost like the lowest end anarchist there is.
I mean, I get where you're coming you from. You know what there, I mean? But wouldn't you be doing, to your point, bigger stuff? Like,
maybe
graduating to more yeah. things along the way?
You would think you'd step up a little bit in the anarchy game.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about the anarchy angle, but I mean.
It's just like you just hate society in general.
Yeah, but I'm going to go.
But I don't
trash.
Want to do it myself, but I'll pick up the gas.
Okay. So wait, she's got like a team of minions ages 10 to 16
yeah.
doing her low-end anarchy yeah. bidding? Okay.
I can't think of anything.
Did you watch Fight Club recently?
No, I did not.
Okay. Because you're describing Fight Club.
Yeah.
A lower-end version
Fight
of
Club, yeah.
Fight Club. You think she's good-looking?
No. Man, she's... This chick has got to be rough.
No, I haven't seen
I'm dying to see a mug on
well,
her.
Well, yeah, I haven't seen a mugshot. I mean...
She's. I'll tell you what.
What?
She's tatted up. Tatted up.
Yeah, I guess that's a.
She's got a chipped tooth.
Okay, but that. No, yeah, now you're going, what? She got hit with one of the rocks on the way to the car?
She caught one in the eye.
Okay, so so there is a little detail that we just discovered in this
all
story.
Right.
All right, so please say the youth were under the care of the woman at the time, but did not specify her relationship to them.
So that could be just a. Somebody that was watching them for a friend.
Yep.
Or you could be an aunt.
Or you could be a mom.
Or you, yeah. Or you could be a mom.
So this could be a mother doing this.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, look, it's not really a lesson that's shocking. Don't take kids out to commit acts of vandalism.
Yeah, like you shouldn't have to say that out loud.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess now we have to.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the end, like with all these crimes, the question is always, is it worth it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And most of the time it's not. The punishment and embarrassment you're getting into versus what you're getting out of it. But there's an argument, you know, you steal $10,000, you have fun with it. Sure,
yeah.
you're okay. In this case, There is no way that this is worth it in any way. Like, the public, this woman's name is all over the papers.
Just giving somebody a ride eventually gets sick of, like, really, right now? Right now you want to go throw rocks? Like, I would just think, like, being that consistent with it is strange.
I can't afford the rock-throwing gas, guys. You're killing me. You're killing me. Tell you what, clean your room, then we can go chuck eggs at a high-end restaurant. All right, let's take a break.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Sometimes there are things you can just never get right.
Okay.
You should be able to figure it out. You got the skill, you got the talent, you got the want to get it done, but it just doesn't work and it's unexplainable.
Okay.
Keep that in mind as the Bills take the field on Sunday. Because for some inexplicable reason, the team that's about to line up across from Buffalo has their number more than any other team in the NFL over the last, like, 6-7 years.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Bills, Bengals, Sunday. Keep in mind, the game has been moved to 1 o'clock on Sunday. Mm-hmm. It was a 4:25 game. It was flexed out for the Bears-Packers game at 4:25. So, 1 o'clock, if you want to watch the game.
Yeah, where would I go? Sorry.
You got that?
I'm really cold.
I'm really cold.
It's hard to talk in a freeze my ass out.
It's hard to talk in a cold. Jimmy!
Yeah?
We'll be at the Warm Bill Gray's.
Lady K?
In Chile, that's right. Delicious food, fantastic drink, heat. And Kimmy.
Yeah.
At the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chile on CMF. And look, getting this game on Sunday
would
go a long way making Bills fans feel comfortable about playoff positioning and situations. And we are in a weird situation. Because the Bengals are a 4-win team. In any other division right now in the NFL, they'd be dead and gone.
Yeah.
But at this moment, the Baltimore Ravens are number one in the AFC North at 6-6. And the Bengals at 4-8 are only 2 games back of first place. So winning the division is a legitimate possibility
they
for
got a
Cincinnati.
Shot.
Yes. And despite the Bengals being 4-8, all of a sudden this team in Cincinnati, might be good. Quarterback Joe Burrow missed most of this season with injury, came back last week, and they hung over 30 on the Ravens. So it's, Tommy, impossible to know what we're going to get out of this Bengals team on Sunday.
Yeah.
Despite all of this,
but
Tommy, this Bills roster should beat this Bengals team.
Yeah, but you don't know who's showing up to play.
You know Burrow's going to be there.
No, but I'm saying with the Bills.
Oh, with the Bills, and that's just it. Even with the injuries. Believe it or not, statistically, our defense is better than Cincinnati.
Oh.
And I know it sounds silly, but
they're that bad?
We'll get to that later. Our offense, as herky-jerky as it's been, moves the ball better than the Bengals' offense does. But none of that matters on Sunday.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, the Bengals and Joe Burrow just know how to beat the Bills.
Yeah, they've always had their. So you tell me.
One of those teams.
Josh has never beaten Cincinnati.
Joe Burrow has played 3 games in his career against the Bills. He is 2-0, and that third game was stopped for the DeMar Hamlin situation.
Yeah. But they kind of had that one in hand.
They were in the second quarter.
But the Bills weren't looking good in that game. One guy wasn't even moving. He was laying there. Oh, it all worked out.
It didn't look like they were stomping them early. Like, the Bengals looked like they were doing whatever they wanted.
They're having a party.
Josh Allen has never beaten Joe Burrow.
Wow.
And, like, I can't think of another quarterback that he's seen more than 3 times that he hasn't beaten.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of a quarterback he's seen twice that he hasn't beaten. He's beaten Matthew Stafford. He's beaten Jared Goff. He's beaten Patrick Mahomes. He's beaten Lamar Jackson. He's beaten Baker Mayfield. Yeah. Who has he not beaten? Joe Burrow.
Joe.
Trying to think.
Yeah. That's it.
Goddamn Joe.
And look, I get that Joe Burrow is talented. But again, every other premier team and quarterback the Bills have beaten in the last 6 years. And not only that, they've had really good games against them. Like the Ravens cannot win in Orchard Park. The Chiefs, outside of that one playoff game, cannot win in Orchard Park. Yet for whatever reason, this Bengals team makes them look stupid.
And Joe Burrow annoys me.
Why?
He's a pretty boy.
You loved Joe Burrow until you saw me that documentary.
But you love a guy who's bold with his fashion.
I understand that, but like he's very, like when you see other guys in these documentaries, they look like football players.
Yeah. Okay.
If I didn't know what this kid did, I wouldn't even think he's an athlete.
He looks like a former child star.
Yes.
He does look like
that's
Macaulay
a great Coleman. Way. Yeah, he should have been on Home Improvement.
But wait a minute.
And like when you see him, he's playing classical music on his grand piano.
Okay.
And then his house is like, not like, he doesn't look like a kid that just got into money.
Okay.
Like when you see
Mahomes'
house.
Have you seen the way he dresses?
No, I'm saying like, when you see his house, he looks like he knows how to decorate. When you look at Mahomes' house, Mahomes looks like a guy.
Do you think they decorate
their homes
themselves?
This is going to be cool, man. I'm going to have the biggest aquarium ever with a diving board.
Kimmy, you would ask the question, though.
I'm sorry.
They don't decorate their own homes.
No, but those guys.
They pay people to come
in. But they choose what they want.
Yes, he's right. They'll still put in something stupid.
Like style,
there's a red wall for no reason. Burrow's place looks like a classy joint that would be owned by like a banker.
But shouldn't that be what you're into? Like you're that guy. You are a bitch who thinks he has style.
But when I'm watching
it's just
football,
it's so weird how much you know about their homes and their boats. And like
I want a football player
and their cars.
And he's too pretty to play football.
I want a football player, says man who's watching documentaries about their lifestyle.
Yes.
Here's the weirdest thing about Cincinnati, man, and the fact that the Bills can't find a way to beat them. It's not like the Bengals are world beaters. Like, they had a nice 2-year run. They made that Super Bowl, right? And they went back to the AFC Championship game. But this Bengals team hasn't made the playoffs in 2 seasons, and they're on the verge of missing it for a third straight year, right?
But maybe that kind of works in their favor, that the fact that they are kind of unpredictable.
But other teams find a way to beat them on a
regular. You don't know what team's going to show up.
Kimmy, the Browns consistently beat the Bengals.
Yeah.
The Browns are one of the worst teams in the NFL of the last 30 years, and the Browns have the Bengals number.
That's a divisional.
I understand, but we've seen the Bengals. I mean, we haven't seen them in a couple of years, but there was that stretch. We were playing them every year. Why can't we figure it out? And here comes name a Browns quarterback. It's a different one every year, and they're kicking the crap out of Cincinnati. It makes no sense.
I know.
All right. So, even though this Bills team is banged up, and we don't know who's going to be out there, even though the Bengals have the Bills number and Joe Burrow has this sense of confidence about him going into this, because of the way this season has gone, NFL-wide, the Bills are going to win this game, and I have no doubt about it.
So, how?
Nothing makes sense this year.
Oh. So, but that would say it's up for grabs, not like they're going to win.
Every statistical metric.
Oh, because Josh looks like a football player.
No.
Oh.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Well, that's too far of a stretch.
Not what I'm saying at all. No, like, I mean, Kimmy, all year we have been waiting for the stats to get everything back the way that it's supposed to be. And nothing is making any sense. It is completely going past all of our understanding of what football should be and how teams should operate. And for that reason, the Bills beat the Bengals on Sunday. I mean, are we due? Is it a due thing?
Oh, maybe. Yeah. I mean, if you're a gambler, you were thinking, yes.
Both of these teams need these wins. Yeah. Desperate teams are the most dangerous teams, right?
Who's the better quarterback? Maybe it comes down to that.
I would argue the better quarterback is Josh Allen, but the better
Manliness.
Yes. Yeah, that's what it is.
Look at those shoulders on that boy.
But Joe Burrow has always had better weapons
than
Josh Allen.
More weapons for sure.
So, I mean, what makes a better quarterback?
Well, he's got to have guys to catch the goddamn ball.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean,
their run game's been so good lately, though.
The Bills you're talking about? And the Cincinnati Bengals have the worst run defense in the NFL.
Oh.
And we're going to
talk about that.
This may work in their favor.
There isn't a weather advantage either. Both teams playing crap weather cities. Yeah. I don't know.
The Bills have, now that I'm thinking about it, they've played in Buffalo and lost all three of those games to Cincinnati, right?
The DeMar Hamlin game was in Cincy.
Yeah, but that...
So two of the ones that they lost, I should say, were both
in Buffalo, right?
In Buffalo.
Right?
Or playoff what did game they play? Was...
Buffalo. What was
no,
first
no,
one?
The Sunday night football game
was
in
Cincinnati. Okay.
Yes. So this
Buffalo.
I was thinking.
No, I couldn't remember.
I'm trying to remember. This will be the first regular season game Joe Burrow plays in if there is one thing that should make Bills fans a little bit nervous about Sunday, the Bengals are coming off a mini bye.
Oh.
They played Thanksgiving night against the Ravens. Burrow gets extra rest to recover from that injury.
Well, he's probably playing the piano.
The Bengals coaching staff has more time to get ready for this team. And the last time the Bills played a team coming off a mini bye in Houston, it did not, or not Houston, Miami, it did not go well.
This may be like weak hope, but is it harder to prepare for the Bills now that you don't know any of these guys that they're putting on the field? Even though they're not as talented as the guys that are out, you also don't know what these guys are capable of.
But you could also kind of make the argument for the Bengals who haven't had Joe Burrow the first half of their season. So I guess you don't really know what they're going to throw at you now that they got him back.
Right. I mean, look, the theory that you're throwing out there is floated by, like, football minds smarter than us, so it's not a crazy thing.
Right.
There is one more thing that happened with the Bills yesterday.
So what happened? This doesn't sound good.
So 2 days ago, Darius Slay, former Super Bowl champion, has been in the league forever.
Old man.
Yep, 34, was going to be 35 January 1st. He was released by the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the reason he was released, he was a healthy scratch against the Bills on Sunday. He wanted more playing time.
Lost his starting job.
You got it. And because he was a veteran, they came to an agreement, the Steelers and Slay, we're going to let you go and play somewhere else where you can get more playing time. Bills claimed him off of waivers. And to sign him to the roster, they released corner Jamarcus Ingram, UB grad, by the way.
Yeah. Been with them for what, four seasons?
Yeah, three, four seasons. He had played significant time at points, right? So Slay is going to be all dressed, ready to go on Sunday. Except now he's not.
What happened?
Yesterday, his agent came out and said that...
Thanks, but no thanks?
Yes, he doesn't want to play football anymore. He's not sure if he wants to play.
Well, because he's old, he's realizing my body...
Yeah.
I don't want to kill
him. It wasn't the body.
Yeah.
He had said, I think he did an interview last night where he said, I'm too old to start my football career in another city.
Oh, okay. I mean, that all makes sense.
Yeah.
But
the problem is...
What's the problem?
The Bills basically just gave away a player.
And a player they liked.
So they released this kid and he got picked up.
Yes.
The Texans signed Jamarcus Ingram. So he is not, you can't go back and get him.
No. Nope.
Slay, who, of course the Bills would assume that he wants to play because that's why they released him.
Yeah.
What are you doing, man? He screwed the Bills hard.
It just makes the Bills look so dumb.
But how? Like, because I've been seeing that argument last night. Kimmy, if he is released because he goes to the Steelers and says, I want to go to a place that is going to let me play, and the Bills see this and go, we're going to let him play, and they sign him, why would you have to call that guy?
Did they not talk to anybody, though?
But why would you have to?
Yeah, it sounds like it was a cut and dry thing.
If he says, release me so I can play somewhere.
We'll let you play. Yeah. And then he goes, on second thought, no.
I mean, Kimmy, I get it. Like, if it's a trade where someone's looking for a new contract, you got to make that call. If it's a trade in general, do you want to play for it?
And he also quit. This wasn't like a month-long decision.
No, it was a matter of 12 hours.
Yeah, he goes, nah, not for me. Oh, it's cold up there? Yeah.
This happens to the Bills more than any other team, right? Like, I can't think of another team who has picked up multiple players that decided to retire while on the Bills roster.
Vontae Davis, God rest his soul, who retired
mid-game.
He didn't die in the game. He's dead now.
Who was the other
this
one
dude's
that
dead?
Came to camp?
Yeah. Anquan Boldin, wide receiver, signed with the Bills.
He's dead
later,
too?
No, he is alive. Anquan Boldin, very much alive. But Tom Jones we lost over the weekend.
Wait, he died?
Tom Jones is dead.
I mean, that's unusual.
It's not unusual.
Not unusual to be dead.
You know, I don't know why we keep doing this joke that Tom Jones is dead, but one day he's going to die. No one's going to believe us. Yeah, no, Kimmy's right. In the last 15 years, we have had three Bills players show up and then be like, I don't want to be here anymore. And Darius Slay didn't even show up.
Yeah. So now he could be in heaven soon.
I guess they're going to have to. You'll be in heaven soon, Darius Slade. all right. Tommy has picks to make.
Yes.
We are going to do this just after 7:45. And I don't envy you here because I'll be honest, man. You know how closely I follow this team. I have no idea what to expect.
So I could run the table.
Or you could fail miserably.
Yeah.
What makes you think you could? What about what I
dumb
said?
Dumb luck. Because I don't know.
No, dumb, definitely.
Dumb luck.
Definitely dumb.
I got the dumb. Now I just need the look.
Tommy makes his picks just after 7:45. Tommy tells it like it is. And then just after 9 o'clock, to recap those picks, Danger is on the road this week. He will not be able to join us. Kimmy will be picking in his spot, but tried and true.
Yeah.
Joining us just after 9 to recap those picks from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
RD.
We have decided he's going to be Fat Pete Rose for Cincinnati.
Yeah, but the baseball doesn't really work.
Who cares, man? He's the most iconic Cincinnati resident of all time.
Yeah, they don't really have an iconic football player, do they?
They don't have an iconic person. Name the most famous person from Cincinnati.
Yeah, Cincinnati's a weird town.
You think every town's a weird
town? No, I always like going to Cincinnati, but it was a fun town.
Uh-huh.
But it's like a whole town of dumb people. But fun. They're like fun dumb. Yeah. You know what they are? They're a cleaner version of New Orleans.
Okay.
When it comes to like drinking and partying.
Okay. Kimmy, can you Google the most famous person from Cincinnati? Because I'm serious, man.
I'm thinking Marge Schott, Johnny Bench.
Okay, you're not coming. You don't want to be Marge Schott.
No. But he would be funny as he came in as Marge Schott.
No, that would be the last segment he ever did.
Well, not saying things. Johnny Bench and Pete Rose.
But they're not from. But Pete Rose is from Cincy. Those other two aren't from.
Oh, you're talking like born, raised. Yeah.
Neil Armstrong.
Oh, fat astronaut. A fat astronaut?
One small step for man.
Oh, Pete Rose was born.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, he was the only one.
George Clooney.
George Clooney.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It says, while not born there, he has ties to the city.
He's from Southern Ohio.
And Ryan can't pull off George Clooney.
Rosemary Clooney.
Steven Spielberg.
Wait, Steven Spielberg's from Cincinnati?
Doris Day.
Ryan does have a set of jaws. Doris Day.
Doris Day.
Okay, so Ryan's got some options.
Quesadilla.
William Howard Taft.
President. The only president to get stuck in a bathtub. Ryan could pull that off. All right, we will find out what version of a Cincinnati celebrity who is also fat Ryan will be just after 9 o'clock here on a Football Friday at CMF.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.